At Wednesday's meeting, Town Administrator Bob Nason announced a 9-member search committee has been formed to recommend a candidate to serve as the town's new police chief. Lee's fire chief, school principal, and current interim police chief, Ronald Glidden, are among the committee members. Nason says he's pleased with the group's makeup.
So I think we have good balance, good representation of different interests in the community.
Bill Navin was one of the few residents that attended Wednesday's meeting and the only one concerned with the search for a police chief. This follows a standing room only crowd at last month's meeting that saw Joseph Buffus terminated as the town's police chief.
I'm disappointed. I mean, other than Chief Glidden, what do any of these people know about law enforcement, you know? I thought I stressed my point pretty good. They should get former officers on there.
The opening for the police chief position has been posted on the town's website and in the Berkshire Eagle for over a week, and Nason says he's received 11 applications so far. Nason says he hasn't taken a look at the applicants' resumes yet and wouldn't announce if any current members of Lee's force were among them. Navin says he and the rest of the town will have to just wait and see.
I don't agree with Bob whatsoever, but if the selectmen are happy with him, they never question his appointments, so what are you going to do? I mean, if we get stuck, we get stuck. We thought we had the best last time. Hopefully he's acquitted or whatever, but, you know, I'd rather see it internal, but, you know, he's in charge of it, so what the hell are you going to do?
Nason says the search committee will review the applications later this month and determine which candidates to interview in October and early November. The committee will then refer its top candidates to Nason, who will make a recommendation subject to the selectmen's approval.
And hopefully by Thanksgiving, have a new police chief.
A similar 7-member search committee was created 2 years ago that resulted in the hiring of Buffus to replace Glidden, who had served as chief for 17 years. 4 people from the previous committee are serving on the current one. Meanwhile, there has been no appeal from Buffus or his attorney, Lori Levinson. On August 20th, the selectmen approved Nason's recommendation to terminate Buffus as police chief over improper use of more than $5,000 in town funds to pay for cell phones for him and his family. At the meeting, Levinson seemed adamant her client had a verbal agreement with Nason that the town would pay for the service plan. Nason denied the claim. Last month, Levinson said she and her client planned to appeal the decision.
Violations of the Massachusetts Open Meeting Law. There is a basis for a civil lawsuit on having to do with Chief Buffus's employment contract with the town, which requires 120 days notice of termination.
After hearing the proposed appeal, Town Council Jeremiah Pollard said the meeting was announced and that Buffus's contract allows for an alternate payout of 120 days in exchange for termination.
Monies that it feels are owed to the town for improper ex-appropriation for using the cell phones for personal use, whether we're going to take that money off of that, it's up to the board, and I'm going to recommend that they do that.
On August 9th, Nason suspended Buffus without pay or benefits after he was indicted on federal money laundering and extortion charges. According to the U.S. Attorney's Office, in February 2012, Buffus allegedly forced the couple who owns the Laurel Inn to make donations to the Edward J. Laliberte Toy Fund he controlled in an agreement that the chief would drop prostitution-related charges against them. Once the owners deposited $4,000 into the fund, Buffus withdrew $3,990 and placed it into a joint personal bank account for his own use. On August 29th, Buffus pleaded not guilty to the charges and was released on personal recognizance. If convicted, the 34-year veteran of the Lee Police Department could serve between 41 and 51 months in federal prison. A status hearing is scheduled for December 4th. Reporting from WAMC's Berkshire Bureau at the Berkshire Eagle, I'm Jim Lavoulis.